I am Radio. This is Art Castillo. Now, we are approaching December. It is the last month of the year. So it raises the question, did you accomplish everything you set out to do in 2017? Are you where you want it to be by the end of the year? More of this when we come back. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. I am Radio. This is Art Castillo. Now, real quick before we begin, I get questions all the time about what is the RT and then the number stand for? Now, we do release different types of segments on here for the podcast. We have Real Talk 1, Real Talk 2, and Real Talk 3, which we are currently on, stands for RT3, Real Talk number 3. And right next to it, you'll find whatever the topic is. Real Talk is more so an open way of putting the idea out there, raising some questions, some doubts in people, raising some understanding, some clarity. Really, it's kind of an open way of communication for us to convey the message. Now, when I say open, I do mean open. So if you have kids in the car and or you don't like curse words, every now and then something may come out, or just the topic in general that we're speaking about may be just a little bit more deeper. It may be just simply a little more edgier and might push some buttons. So that's what the RT stands for. And then, of course, we have EP1, EP2, EP3, EP4, Episode 1, Episode 2, Episode, and so forth. Now, throughout the segments, you'll find other, I guess you would call it postings we put, but we'll have Real Talk episodes, and then now we have releasing just for your consumption is your simple echo this minute, again to touch up on that, has to do with something that people can echo. A message they heard from, you know, a leader we put in there, and it's an interview or just some good message that you can share with your friends, with family, or echo it on your station for those that are listening on Anchor platform. That's why it's called Echo. It's the same thing as a retweet or somebody do a repost. Now we also have Insights. Insights is a small segment where you'll get an insight to someone's life, maybe some leader that you follow, someone that you like, might give you some insight as to how they did it in their life to get to a certain point, or a battle with an issue, sometimes a battle with a disease, or whatever it may be that we find insightful that may help the world. Then, of course, we have Break with the Greats. Break with the Greats is a phenomenal compilation of different leaders, successors, CEOs, presidents of companies, regular people. They are just a compilation with motivation, music in the background. And it's just something that we find that these were tools that I used. They were tools that helped me through tough times. Again, everything that is on this station is to help with inspiration and motivation. And from all aspects, I mean, some people have issues. And I mean deep-rooted issues more than others. Some people have addictions. Some people have things they've done that they don't know how to talk about, or things that have been done to them they don't know how to talk about. So they find a lot of refuge, if you would. They find a lot of good mentorship from this. And these are just my works that I do with people. I think everybody by now on the Anchor platform, and anyone that knows me personally, I put out the message about humanity and how I love people. And I truly do. I think once you get to know me more and you hear me more, you'll know that I love people unconditionally. There is no strings attached. I have built such an empathetic way and understanding towards the world. And in turn, that has helped me become better. It helped me to not blame the world, to not blame people about anything, and using that as an excuse to make sense of what things are happening in my life. And I think once I can convey that message to the world, everyone will start to take control of their circumstances and lives and issues that they may have, or whatever they may be going through. They all have the answer. They all have the understanding and tools right in front of them. And so what I do is, if I can somehow allow that to get out to the world, and maybe they can use whatever I've used as tools, is what I intend to do. And so that's just a recap again of what you are listening when you are with I Am Radio. So today, with our topic on real talk, we have to really understand what end of the year means. End of the year means a lot of different things for certain people. But let's focus on the point of, are you where you want to be in life at the end of the year? And if not, why did you not get to where you wanted to be? Now, we can cover this in many different angles. We can cover it in relationships. We can cover it in business. We can cover it at your job. We can cover it doing something new, maybe a podcast, maybe on Anchor, on all your social platforms, reaching out to people. I mean, the list can go on. So this end of the year, go ahead and pick it for whatever it means to you. But one thing we must understand is that it's the end of the year, and did we accomplish what it was that we wanted to do? And you have two groups of people. Two groups of people that do, and then the other group is the ones that don't, and they procrastinate and put it off till next year. There's always next time. There's always tomorrow. There's always next year. What the hell? It's December. January's right on the corner. I'll just start then. Or you, even on a micro level, they'll say, you know what? I'm really going to just eat this piece of pie after this large dinner I just had, or this cookie. And mind you, I love that stuff. But they will go ahead and say, I'll start tomorrow on the diet. It's always the next day. It's always tomorrow. And then, of course, for the reason for that is they're always playing the blame game in life. It doesn't always have to necessarily be that you're blaming someone else for everything, but you're always putting off why you don't do things onto something else. You're always trying to find an excuse why you continuously do what you do. And it's almost as a behavioral pattern. And you have to understand that maybe it's just a behavior pattern that you picked up along the way of life. Maybe it was brought on to you by your parents. Maybe it was brought on to your parents by your grandparents, and so forth. I get it. Maybe it's the circumstances around your neighborhood, your home to start with, and then your city, and then your country. And then, listen, I get it. I totally get it. That's what usually happens in the mind of each individual that always says, I didn't get to my goal. Now, some people are also going to say, well, goals aren't that important, man. They're just put too much stress and too much boundaries on your life. Sure, that's a fact. That is a damn for sure fact. I 100% agree with you. But if you don't set some boundaries, if you don't set some goals, where are you going? I get it. You want to float through life. I'm with you on that. I totally believe in floating and understanding and enjoying the moment of life and whatnot. But let's be a little more realistic. Let's be a little more realistic in understanding that even though you want to float like a butterfly through life, you still want some things. And I'm not necessarily talking about the mansion and the millions of dollars. I'm over all that. I'm over everybody saying they're over that. No problem. You might want to buy let's just go with a pink Himalayan salt. You might want to go buy yourself a pink Himalayan salt shaker. And that thing costs about $6, $7, $8, depending where you go pick it up, because you want to eat a different way. So you want some things in life. Now, why I bring that up, and that makes no sense to certain people. Well, because certain people of that nature think a certain way, and they think, oh, well, I don't need things. You don't. But you still are making a goal that you want to be happy. So let's turn around and understand what you're saying. You want to be happy. That's a freaking goal. And let me tell you, people, that is a freaking huge goal. That's a big goal. That's not some small little thing to just, hey, I just want to be happy and let it breeze by you. No, You want to be happy? That's probably number one on the top of everyone's board. So, we're not just simply talking about the monetary. We're not talking about the material. We're talking about really being happy and getting the things that make you happy. So in turn, everybody just wants to be happy. Well, that makes perfect sense. So it all ties in together. Certain people want certain things, but at the end of the day, everyone wants to be happy. You have to understand what we're really saying here. So if you're saying, I want to go to the gym and be healthy, you got to find, of course, the reason and the inspiration in it and the motivation in it. So you would say, I want to be buff and I want a six pack because I'm tired of being fat and looking at myself in the mirror. Okay. I want to be buff and I want a six pack because they say you get more girls that way. Okay. I want to be buff and I want a six pack because everyone else has it. Okay. I want to go to the gym because it's healthy for me, and I've read or I've heard or I know it to be true that cardiovascular is important and having a very good resistance workout and a proper diet leads to a healthy life. Okay. Or I want to go buy some new clothes, men or women, because it's what's in right now. Okay. I want to go buy clothes, again, for men and women, because it makes me feel good and I'm tired of looking the way I do. Okay. I want to go buy clothes because they say you actually will get the job if you dress yourself presentably and whatnot. Okay. I want that nice car because I grew up poor and we never had a car. Okay. I want that car because it's the cool thing to do and you gotta drive a Ferrari or a Lambo or a Rolls Royce because it's status. Okay. I want to have a Rolls Royce, a Lambo, or a Ferrari. I think you get my drift. Both groups that do it for monetary and they do it for the material things, and the other group who does it for the perfectly well stated reason in their own life, which would be, again, something that's, I guess, opposite of it. So if they grew up with nothing, they want something, or they find the conscious decision that it's healthier for them. Look, they're both the same thing in the sense that they want to be happy ultimately. So if that right there isn't enough motivation for you, or to find the inspiration in that, then you're just really making up excuses in your life. You're just bullshitting yourself and procrastinating because it's a bad habit you've developed. And it's a comfortable habit that you've developed to stay in. You don't want to get up and go do that thing that you want that'll ultimately make you happy. Now, who gives a shit what anyone else thinks about the reason why you're doing it or what it is you're going for? What matters is your reason and how it makes you feel. And at the end of it all, you get happy. So why aren't you doing it? The excuse isn't it shouldn't be on the other people. It shouldn't be, well, because they stopped me from doing it. I wanted this, but because of this person, they talked me out of it. Bullshit. No one can talk you out of the things that make you happy. It's just, you're freaking lazy, or you don't want to do it, or you find that you can't go do it. I understand there's millions of reasons why that you conjure up in your head as to why you believe you can't go do it. So, I mean, it's the end of the year. You mean to tell me all year people stopped you? Or something you saw on TV or heard on the radio or a podcast you listened to or a picture or a coworker or your spouse or your parents or your sibling or the man down the street that sits in the same corner? Or, I mean, come on. You must not want to be happy that bad. You're lying to yourself. And most people's problems, here's where the real issue lies. Most people want things that others have. And that's just clear. And you really got to look at it. Most people. I didn't say all people. I said most people want what other people have. Now, that's fine. If it suits you, then that's fine. But you got to dissect it well and make sure that that's exactly what you want. Because not only once you get what the other people have, understand you're going to endure and you're going to take on what comes with it. Now, I don't know if you've ever taken a look, but most people that have what they have, I understand it can be attractive and our eyes pick up on things that we may want that aren't meant for us. Now, the people that have those things did something in their life to receive those things, but they're also built to have those things. Now, that's a very important thing to understand. If you're wanting something that someone else has, you better be built like them to handle those things. It can be said that people that say, oh, I wish I was like a certain celebrity, they don't understand what those people went through or what they do to receive that stature, that status, that place in life and all that comes with it. It looks great, but that's where it should stop. Let it look great to you. Let it inspire you. Let it motivate you to go get what you want out of life, but not to say, I want that. Because if you take it a step further, you're going to understand that every 7 years, about 7 years, there's a recycling of styles. Okay, we're going to talk simply about the monetary or the material things. Let's go with the clothing. If you're going to want what's in clothing, understand that whatever you spend today on it, you better be prepared that it's going to go out of style, and something that was in 14, 20 years ago or a certain kind of style is going to come right back. Now you got to get rid of that wardrobe or donate it or sell it and pick up all the new stuff. So it's like a never-ending consumerism cycle. So understanding that logic in everything, that's not just simply with clothing. That's the same with music. That's the same with cars. That's the same with everything. Even with people. Believe me, a certain kind of girl or guy may be in at the moment, if that's what you focus on. If you're focusing on the now, as people preach nowadays, be careful. Don't get stuck in it. And dissect it well. So what am I saying? I think it all leads back to you. It leads back to understanding yourself more than anything and what you want, how you would get there, and in what time frame. And is it ultimately going to make you happy? Because it is really up to you to make yourself happy. It's not up to the things to make you happy. Because I promise you, once you get those things, and again, we're talking about any kind of goal, it sometimes doesn't even make you happy because you didn't understand yourself well enough to know what it is you really want. So, again, I ask, are you where you wanted to be or have what you wanted or hit the goal you wanted by the end of the year? If the answer is no, it's because you were too distracted on focusing on the wrong things. You were focusing on where they came from or where they're coming from, should I say. And if that's your focus, you're never going to reach it. Because again, if you are focusing on the things that way, you're not built to receive those things in wherever you found them, wherever you see them. Whatever ideas, if they're not your own ideas and they're the ideas and things of someone else, you're never going to get it. You're never going to accomplish by the end of any year. It may never even come after 10, 20 years. So let's take a deep look. And what you want to do is know yourself, what it is you want, the time frame it takes to get there, and will it make you happy? Now, I bring that up because it is something that's always talked about, and we forget it. And then every year it's the same story. I hope that at some point you can say and realize, does this make me happy? And in order to find out is to really understand, where did it come from originally? Where does that thought and idea come from? That's the true answer. If this thing that I'm wanting and looking for Did I think about this? Did it come from internally? Because I'll tell you, everyone came with something inside. And if you understand that everyone came with something inside, that little something inside you came with has a design for your life. People call it intuition. People call it the soul is already downloaded with everything. I mean, listen, the list goes on. Well, that thing in you has your likes, has your desires already set in place, and has your path purpose set inside. Most people in this world, a high number, and I don't even want to give it a number because it's scary, never get to look inside because they're always externalizing. It's external for them. Life is just external. They are always looking at what they want, what's new, the distractions, the phones, the technologies, the past, the present, the future, the end of the world. Listen, the world, the list goes on. And until you stop and think about it and say, all right, man, I'm at this age. Let's just say you're in your 40s, 45s, 50s. Most people would say, that's already too late. You're done. No, you're not. No, you're not. I've seen people live out their true desires and their true happiness late into their 70s. That doesn't mean that, oh, it's until you get old that you live happy. No, you gain wisdom. And so you understand that everything was wrong that you were doing and how you had an idea of life. But no, a message like this that we're having right now on this real talk can happen for anyone, a young person, a 15-year-old. If you're listening to this and you're 15 or you're under 20, understand that if you look deep down inside, you will find exactly what makes you happy. And when you find it, make sure you do everything in your ability and power to go for it. Because through there, you will find your purpose. Through there, you will find success. Through there, you will find the ultimate happiness. You will find all the monetary. You'll find all the things that you so desire, as long as it comes from within. You will find your answers. You will find exactly your destiny. Listen, the list goes on. It is the midlife people that really corrupt the shit, which I'm one of them. I'm 37. Yeah, I said it. I put it out there. Listen, I'm barely understanding where the hell. Listen, I'm not even going to say I'm a guru. I'm a student forever until the day that I die. And I'm barely understanding that this is exactly what it is. Had I known this, just like we've all heard it, I would have been doing it. But listen, it couldn't happen at a better time for anybody listening to this. This is not a rant, people. This is a real talk. And so I want to say that it's knowledge at its finest from someone that's practicing the shit they talk about. Now, I just told you, how do we find it? Within. So are you where you want to be by the end of the year? Listen, if you didn't do it this year, there's no fucking excuse. You already know what to do. You just listen to this and you listen to it everywhere. And you know it deep down inside, because every time you look in the mirror, you're either pissed off or you're happy about your life, whichever one it is. So no more excuses. Yes, you have 33 days or so before the end of the year, before January 1st. You got to enjoy your shit. You got to enjoy yourself and be happy and not distracted. Look within, find the answers, see what it is you really want. How you would get there, how long will it take you to get there, and does it ultimately make you happy? That's all I got for you. I just said it. Shit I practice. Shit works. I don't want the shit you got. I don't want nothing anyone else has. I want what I gotta go get. It's internal. I found it. I like the shit that makes me tick. I know what I want. I want to know what you think about this. Go ahead and call into the station. Drop me some messages. Let's talk about it. Are you where you want to be at the end of the year already? If not, how can we get you there? I am Radio. This is Art Castillo. Hope you get what you want by the end of the year. Peace.